mighty is the power of the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel, approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden, the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot, 7-inch, Core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the Scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for the Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about the Cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors.
John and Brenda Miller, owners of National Car Sales in Kerrville, Texas, believe God called them to sponsor this radio show about the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden because they want people to know their great God. The Millers believe God is using the 24-acre garden to bring thousands of people to the love of Jesus Christ. The free garden, open 365 days a year, is located right on IH-10 in the heart of the Texas Hill Country. The peace and power of God is evident to visitors, many of whom have traveled across the USA and the world just to visit the non-denominational Christian garden. The garden is filled with stunning monumental sculptures and 77 scripture tiles inscribed with the Bible verses in Spanish, English, and German. A beautiful cross-shaped garden leads to the empty cross, the most symbolic cross sculpture in the world. This magnificent open cross represents the narrow gate, the way, the door, the strong tower, and the mighty fortress. Come experience this amazing free outdoor tabernacle. You will never be the same.
Well, Max, how did you get to be a successful artist?
Well, Roy, first, I tried to do everything I could do. I wanted to be an artist all my life, but my parents and everybody else said, well, son, artists starve. You better get a real job. So I went and got a degree in architecture and found out that architects could starve too. But I did all the things. I got the great education from Texas A&M University, College of Architecture. But I finally put it out, a fleece out to God, as a matter of fact, after I graduated and said, hey, God, I'd really love to be an artist. Could I just do that? And at that point in time, I was trying to decide if I wanted to get a master's degree in architecture or do the art full time. I put out a fleece, and God answered that fleece, and I said, okay, we're going to be an artist. And so I turned everything over to God. I knew he had a plan for me because I'd read his book. You know, Jeremiah 29:11 says to all of God's kids that he's got a plan for us, and it's a good plan. And we have to walk towards it, not away from it. And so I knew God had something good, but it was a fleece that I put out that let me know. And so I never got the master's degree in architecture. Instead, I went on, and now my life has been lifting up Jesus Christ through my artwork.
Max, every week we talk about the miracle of the week. So what's our miracle of the week?
Well, we've had Herschel Reed, a real good friend now that's been on the show here this month, and he's going to be on one more time. And we met him through just a most amazing miracle that's happened in the life of the Coming King Foundation. And the garden wouldn't be in existence today if it was not for Herschel and his wife Shannon and their family. And God used them to donate the money, $500,000, to buy the land on Interstate 10 right there in Kerrville, Texas. And today, 14 years later, there's this garden up there, and hundreds of thousands of people are coming. We had almost 100,000 last year, and we'll probably break 100,000 this year. And all of them are experiencing God in some form or fashion. And it wasn't for Herschel, that wouldn't happen.
Well, Herschel, welcome to the show again. Good to have you here.
Good to be here again with you guys.
Well, Herschel, God used you to purchase that garden land. Is that right?
Yes, he did. He did.
And are you glad? Are you still glad that you obeyed there back on September 16th, 2005?
I am more than glad. I'm more than blessed that I got to be a part of that and still get to be a part of it. I still get to see the miracles and everything else that comes out of that garden.
So there's no regrets, right? You put your seed in the ground, and you put it in some rocky ground in the Texas Hill Country, and now there's all kind of fruit is happening, Herschel. Tell us about that. Your obedience has turned into fruit. What's going on?
Yes, it is. I have found, as we've shared through this, listening and hearing and obeying God, we've talked about the listening and hearing him, and I thought it was interesting that you started out this day today with the plan of God, because I want to, and this is a piece that I'm not sure you even know today, Max. This may be new to you, but I want to show you how far back Dad started with this plan, because something I didn't tell you about me is I didn't raise that $500,000 myself. That was gifted to me. That was given to me by my grandfather, who is the late Joyce C. Hall, who founded Hallmark Arts.
Wow.
And the plan began before him, because his father was an itinerant preacher who traveled all over the country, sharing the gospel of Jesus with people. So much so that by the time my grandfather was 13 years old, he left home to begin the vision and the destiny that God had for him. And that destiny was Hallmark Cards, which is the reason I had the $500,000 that I could listen to God and obey him.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, we're both wowing. We're like, wow, wow, wow.
Okay, so this goes back generations in your family that God was working with your relatives to bring this garden to pass today on a mountain in Kerrville, Texas. Well, then if they're all up in heaven now, so they should be really jumping up and down then, right, Herschel?
Hallelujah.
Well,
yes.
Well, we all know. So, go ahead.
And I say that because you asked me about the fruits of the garden. And that is honestly the thing that brings me the most joy, because I want you to know that, because when I share this, I don't share flippantly about a $500,000 check. That's a large check, and it's pretty huge in anybody's books. But there's more than that that's of value to me, and it's what happens in that garden. It's what Dad does in that garden. It's the lives that he has saved. It's the miracles that have happened. It's the destinies that people have discovered going up there and meeting the Savior of their life. So, yes, that check was a big deal, but it's a bigger deal to get to see people who get to spend eternity with me and my dad.
So it's a good investment then. For the Herschel Reed family, because you put
it's better return than I can get on this earth.
And as they say, how much is one soul worth, Herschel?
Yeah,
you know, amen.
Herschel, what do you mean by destiny?
I just mean that people listening here, Dad's got a plan. As Max shared, he's at Jeremiah 29:11. He says, "For God knows the plans that he has for us." He has a plan, and that's what I found out. That's why it's so important to me to listen to him and to obey him, because he has a set plan for things to happen. He had a plan for that thing to happen. He didn't want Max to get the money a year and a half early. He gave it exactly when he wanted it to happen.
So, and this is something Max can speak to as well, we all can speak to, is the journey to one's destiny easy?
Answer that, Herschel.
You can answer it better than me.
Yeah, we.
No, it is not easy. It is not. That road is paved with a lot of things that are hard and a lot of things that are trouble. The enemy tries to come against us and prevent the things that are good from God to happening. And man, I could go on and on about the things. Max, I know you have even more specific on what happened in the garden.
Yeah, and we've got a story.
And what we saw on top of that mountain, I mean, what was symbolized, we said those, we saw the scorpions come out of the ground and we knew what it meant.
Right, right. So maybe the bottom line for folks listening is you do have a destiny from God, and he wants you to walk it, but there's a real devil and real demons, and they don't want you to walk that destiny. They'll do everything they can to pull you off of the plan God's got for you, and they'll attack you, they'll attack your wife, they'll attack your kids, they'll attack your business, and you got to stay real close to Jesus. And even when you stay close to Jesus, you're still going to have battles in this world. Jesus said, in this life, you're going to have trouble. But what happens through that is they see the reality of a true believer when he still confesses the Lord Jesus Christ no matter what trouble and trials come against him. And I know those could come against Herschel and his family, and boy, did they come against us when we tried to put up a cross on Interstate 10 in Kerrville, Texas. I mean, I didn't have any enemies I knew of until I told people we were going to put a cross up over Interstate 10. And then they came out of the woodwork.
And they still come out every once in a while.
Yeah, they're occasionally. Yeah. They're not near as many and near as loud.
But they're still there.
They're still there. That's right.
Well, Herschel, what can you say to people who want God's destiny?
This is pretty fresh, and I'm not going to go into details. I know we don't have the time for that today. I want to share with how important that is to listen and hear and obey, because as humans, we see things and we think this and that's right, and we should do this and that. But I'm facing a decision in my life, a very personal decision right now, that is one that we might think is the right thing to do this and do that, but if we're not listening to Dad and hearing him, if we don't know his word, and know what his word says about things, then we may be off target. We may not know what his plan is, and that's why, you know, to me it's very important to hear and listen to him and do specifically what he says to do and when he says to do it.
Amen.
And not have any improvisation.
Yep.
Make sure that whatever he tells you, you're doing it exactly like he says.
And the cool thing is when you really got those big decisions, you go look in the Word, you look in the Bible, and see if you can find the answers in there. And then you pray, and you ask Dad, the Holy Spirit, to give you the specifics in the deal. And he actually will. And that's the amazing thing, because God didn't quit talking 2,000 years ago. A lot of people tell you he pretty well did, except through the Bible. But no, he actually still speaks in rhema words of knowledge, words of wisdom, prophecy to his kids. But they got to ask and they got to listen. And this Herschel Reed guy that we got here on the radio is one of the most incredible examples of a Christian that listens and obeys God. And thanks to his, his obedience, Roy, literally hundreds of thousands of people are being touched up at that cross in Kerrville, Texas. And a lot of them will tell you that it's the most amazing experience they've had in their life. You know, and it was because of the obedience of this man that all these thousands of people are being blessed. And it's just an honor to have, had this friendship build up over these years through God with Herschel.
And I can vouch for that, Herschel, because I go up there at least once a week to the cross and do nothing but just hang out and visit with people and talk to them and listen to them. And I can tell you that people are being saved. Miracles will happen. And I see this with my own eyes every week. And I get inspired. And so I benefit from your donation every week that I go up there. It's been a special place for me.
Amen.
Herschel, what else do you want people to know as we're closing out our show today? What else is it that you'd like to know, for people to know?
That's it. It just blesses my heart to know that people get to see him when they go up to the top of that mountain.
You know, one unique thing about what this garden does, and it's all, you know, thanks to Herschel and all the others that have sown into this, is this is a place where people can come and meet God, and they don't have to go through a lot of religion. They don't have to go through church. It's just a non-denominational.
And it doesn't cost them anything.
It's free, doesn't cost a thing. And they go up and they read 77 Bible verses in three different languages as they move towards that giant cross. And this is a place where everybody is coming, Christians, non-Christians. You know, we've got all types that are coming from all over the world, all 50 states and over, I think it's about 60 countries now that we know of. And we've created a place where the unity, the body, is coming together. And that's really unique in this world, is a place where all the denominations are coming together. But, you know, if we can't rally around the cross and the Bible scripture, we got a problem. And this is focused, you know, the body of Christ, on his cross and on his word. And it's working, and it's just amazing, and we just so appreciate Herschel Reed and his wife for helping us do this.
Herschel, thanks again for being with us this week. We appreciate it. We're going to be back again next week with you, and we thank you again for being with us.
And I just want to invite everybody to come up there and see for yourself. You can come in person to Kerrville, Texas, and it's just right out of San Antonio, 60 miles right north of the Alamo, and it's easy to find. It's just right on I-10, just exit 508. Also, if you want a virtual tour, go to our websites, www.thecomingkingfoundation.org, thecomingkingfoundation.org, or thecrossatkerrville.org, and we have virtual tours that you can see what's up there and what God's doing, and he'll actually touch you from the website. It happens all the time that God uses that computer, believe it or not, for good.
All you have to do is open your eyes and see it.
Yep. Amen. Amen.
Here's Sherry Greiner with our visitor's comment this week.
Have some great comments again for you this time, and I hope you enjoy hearing them. Kevin H. from Mansfield, Texas, sent this one in from TripAdvisor. Amazing sculptures that made you think. I had not heard of this place before going to Kerrville, but was glad I noticed an ad about it in a restaurant. This prayer garden is a work in progress, but what they have done is amazing. The cross and biblical sculptures tell the story of Christianity in a very profound way. Part of the walkway is lined with hundreds of rocks that people have put their prayers and thoughts on. It is located on top of the hill that is quiet, along with a special area for those who wish to meditate. Suzanne F. from Corpus Christi wrote, "Awe-inspiring. I have been wanting to go see the empty cross for some time. I had only seen it from the freeway. I was very impressed with the scriptures everywhere. There was a peace there. We went to see it three different times of the day, the one day we were there, and we were very glad we did." Bethany G. says, "Anniversary trip. Inspirational. Christian prayer garden. Beautiful sculptures and cross that can be seen from miles away. We found reading and following the scripture stones to be especially meaningful. Our visit gave our day a positive beginning and spent it meditating on Jesus." Sherman and Kendall McDaniel from San Antonio said, "Dear Max, thank you so much for your and Chris's visit to the San Antonio Canopsis Club. Your presentation was warmly received and appreciated. I'm sure our Savior is smiling. Beautiful portrayal, inspirational way to begin a walk with Christ. Bless you and yours for doing this for all to see." This one was anonymous. Tom and Patty said, "Every time we visit here, we are filled with joy and blessings. Today, we are in our 45 years of marriage." And this last one is so sweet. It's from an anonymous child who's probably about 4 or 5 years old. And in his childhood writing, he says, "God is our love and good." And that's it for today. But I thought that last one was really super sweet. Thanks for listening. Bye. Until next time.
Thanks, Sherry. We'll be back with more of The Cross at Kerrville right after this. Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculptor Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Wyo Ranch Hotel in the Inn of the Hills, who are Friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas hill country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Griners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Wyo Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, wyoranchhotel.com, that's Y-O-R-A-N-C-H.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's I-N-N-O-F-T-H-E-H-I-L-L-S.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a Friend of the Cross, they will give you a special discount. Really? Hi, folks. This is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Griner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Griners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Griner art is collected in all 50 states in over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse Duplantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgrinerart.com. That's www.maxgrinerart.com. Or call 1-800-637-9651. Weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Griners finish building the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Griner original artwork.
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He ever worked miracles, He still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist, Max Griner, Jr.
God, I need your help and your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely prayed that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. Find a good spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross. You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our 4 websites, such as thecrossatkerrville.org. This free garden is being built without debt through donations of Christians. Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation
so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.